Your hometown news station is AM 1300 KGLO, and it is time for our weekly visit with Chad Hansen from Corporate Farmer. Chad, how are you today?
So warm.
Yeah, well, you know, here we get into June, and this week is as warm a week as you could imagine, but it's good to get into summer, isn't it?
Oh, it's great. You know, we've needed some warm weather. You know, we've talked a little bit about that here in the past week or so, as the crops needing that sunshine to kind of get going. And I can tell you, just overnight on my drive home and back into the office, definitely probably saw a lot of corn that almost doubled in size. So I think we're going to see some growth this week with the temperatures that are forecasted, and then some of the storms I'm sure that are likely for tonight that might bring some rain as well. And you know, I guess it's you know, something that we expected would show up at some point here, but I guess whether we want it or not, it's here now for this week.
Yeah, that's for sure. I know one of my wise guy buddies called me this morning, and he said, "Go listen by the window." And I said, "What do you mean listen by the window?" And he says, "Yeah, can you hear it?" And I said, "What are you talking about?" He says, "It's the corn growing."
Yeah.
And I said, "Yeah, with the heat this week, oh yeah, we will probably literally be able to hear the corn grow."
Yeah, which is great. And I know I tried to get ahead of it a little bit by mowing quick last night after work to, you know, so that I didn't have to sit there and bag everything again after, you know, the last time. So it's anything green is growing right now, and that's what those farmers need for sure.
That's for sure, absolutely. So what's going at the office these days now as you head into the summer months?
Yeah, I mean, obviously so much of it is just kind of plotting along still, and you know, dealing with the daily type things. But you know, we continue to kind of keep our clients updated on so many of the financial things that you know, we get seems like daily updates on. One thing that you and I've talked a lot about is the stimulus stuff, and finally started getting some of those checks, or should I say debit cards, out to so many of the people that were waiting that hadn't had the direct deposit. So I know that satisfied some of those individuals that wondered when that was coming, and but it also created a lot of questions, because you get those people that wonder, is this legitimate, or is it, you know, some kind of scam? So taking care of some of that and easing their tension as we kind of look at those, because, you know, they came in some pretty generic packaging and stuff, and so the questions pop up, and you know, so those phone calls started to flow in pretty quickly, and what can I do with this, and all that type of stuff. So, you know, talk to them a little bit about maybe reaching out to their bank and seeing about getting, say, cash for it, if that's what they wanted, or obviously to how to go about using those, you know, at a retailer or online, so that they could spend those funds on the cards, and just you know, how do I find out exactly how much is on there, you know. And I know that they give some direction, and obviously you can go to the IRS website, you know, that they've tried to put some information out. But that was probably one of the biggest things this last week, was just the beginning of that rollout of those stimulus checks or debit cards.
Stimulus checks and debit cards, yeah. And I think a lot of people may have thought that was done, but that's not the case, is it?
Right. You know, it's kind of been in waves, as they started with the people that had the electronic information for their bank accounts, where they've probably received some refunds or something in the last year or two, and so they got that direct deposited right away. But, you know, this whole rollout of getting the checks out to the people that they didn't have the banking information for, Social Security recipients, all that kind of thing. And so, you know, obviously a big project, but probably doesn't end there. You know, there's some talk yet of some additional stimulus. I know the Republicans have kind of questioned whether maybe we need to take our breath a little bit. But, you know, with everything that's going on now, with kind of the unrest with some of the riots and things, you know, that's created some additional concern as far as the economic impact that that will have directly, obviously, for some of those businesses that have been looted and stuff. But, you know, for the other businesses that, you know, are in those bigger cities where some of this stuff is happening, you know, they've had to take additional measures to protect themselves, protect their employees, and you know, it's probably caused some people to decide to stay home and not, you know, kind of come out now that some of the states are kind of starting to open up. And so, you know, I think that there is some additional momentum now to look at maybe a second wave here of the stimulus checks. And so there's some talk that there might be some bipartisan support to look at a second wave of stimulus checks. So that's something we'll continue to keep our eye on. I know that, you know, it is, you know, election year, and so there's some probably additional reasons why that might be likely. And President Trump, you know, commented that he was going to try and continue to help. And, you know, so I think that, you know, some of us are speculating that additional help might come, you know, in a second wave of stimulus funds being passed and distributed here, probably before the elections would be my guess.
You know, I think I've heard it a million times in the last couple of weeks, or maybe a couple of months almost, but things like, we're surely going to remember the year 2020. And for a lot of different reasons. And I think in agriculture, that's really the case too.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you and I have talked, you know, the last several years about, you know, all the uncertainty and the different things that are going on for our farmers and how they have to navigate through all these kind of roadblocks or things that have come up. But, you know, you throw in the trade wars with China, you know, specifically, that really were a difficulty in affecting the markets here last year that we looked at. Obviously, you know, weather has been an issue the last several years, and always is when you're dealing with farming. But you know, throw in just all these things that have happened this year with the virus, and then you know, more talks of probably some unrest with the trade deal with China, and you know, all the riots again, and how that might impact their situation. I mean, it's definitely been something where I would say you don't want to probably be out there trying to do this alone. It's good to have, you know, some people that you trust that can help you kind of sometimes probably just listen and, you know, talk you through some of those situations, you know, because if you just listen to all the chatter that's out there on the various, you know, places where they like to kind of stir the pot, you know, you can get yourself pretty much down in the doldrums over, you know, where this country or this world or, you know, the economy might be going. And so, you know, I think that that's a lot of the conversations that we've had is just trying to take a little bit of a deep breath, kind of think it through more clearly, and then, you know, kind of make some decisions as we move forward. And, you know, the other side of things is, you know, we talk about the stimulus money there, but, you know, finally the USDA came out with some specifics, and also the paperwork there to start processing these CARES money that has been allotted for agriculture specifically. And so, you know, that's been something that people, most of our clients and the farmers out there have started to try and figure out, because it is a little bit complicated when you're looking at kind of determining what your inventory is and was, and you know, at the beginning of the year, whether that stuff that qualifies because it was already sold, or, you know, was it just delivered and you hadn't established a price? You know, if you have livestock, you know, what status they were in at that point in time, and size and weight and all these things that you have to, you know, complete there as part of that application process. And so, again, it's been a deal where all these things have been rolled out, and the details or the directions or the information has been slow to come out, and seems like it changes by the day. And so, you know, I guess, you know, for me, it just seems like the morning is a process of trying to pull up information that comes from our various services so that you can figure out what new guidelines are out there, and then, you know, answer so many of those questions for our clients as they, you know, try to begin the process of filling out the paperwork.
So you're kind of like the fact checkers for agriculture. No, really. I mean, when you think about it, you're talking about there's so many different sources, and you got to have sources that you can trust and count on. And I mean, whether you're dealing in livestock or grain farming or whatever the plan is, you know, banking, insurance, and your accountant, there's some key areas that you really need to pay attention with and work with. And obviously, you guys at Corporate Farmer, just being that other voice and being able to fact check on some of the things that they might be hearing out there at the corner coffee shop.
I chuckle because I think the fact checkers always get kind of a bad name after the debates and things, you know. They're kind of like the bad guys that kind of point out every lie that was told or whatever. But, you know, there's probably a lot of truth in that, you know, so much of this is kind of found out on various message boards and through coffee shop talk, and you know, maybe a neighbor or somebody that says this is what I did, and you know, so then they come to us with those questions and wonder why maybe somebody else qualified for something but they didn't, or why, you know, somebody else got $2,400 from the stimulus money and they didn't get that, or theirs hasn't come yet and somebody else has already received it. And so, like you said, it's kind of the fact check, the answer and the questions, you know, and so you have to stay ahead of all these things. You know, I mean, you feel an obligation, I think, in a lot of ways to have the answers and to be able to provide that to your clients. And so what that means for us is, you know, having to do so much of the legwork to find those answers and to stay ahead of the information. Because, like I said, by the time you go out and search maybe on the internet for some of those things, a lot of it might have changed by then. And so there is just so much disinformation, not necessarily, I would say, in this case, lies. It's just the fact that we don't know. And so by the time somebody publishes something in the paper or talks about it, you know, on the radio, and that's been, you know, replayed, things have changed. And so we've all had to I guess probably not necessarily point out the misinformation. It's just say that there has been more information that's come out since maybe some of those things were recorded or published.
Yeah, and for me, I'm a sports guy too, so I'm like, keep your scorecards and pencils ready.
It better be pencils, right? Because you need that eraser, it feels like, on some of these deals, for sure.
Oh, I guess so. Well, you know, Chad, that's got to be the fun part about your job at Corporate Farmer for you and your team, is that, you know, it's kind of that wait a minute and something will change.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it keeps it interesting. I don't know if it's always fun, because it has been a slow and tedious process. I know, you know, we continue to still deal with so many of these places that are dealing with either shutdowns, partial shutdowns, you know, not having the staffing. You know, I chuckle when I call somebody and, you know, you hear a kid or a dog in the background, you know, that they're still working from home, and, you know, you try and make light of it because we're all dealing with the same problems. But it does make it difficult to get things taken care of because of the fact that, you know, you're dealing with these companies or possibly the IRS that doesn't have, you know, full staff. And so, you know, the person on the other line understands, you know, what you're going through and wants to help, you know, fix the problem. But, you know, maybe the person up the ladder either isn't back or, you know, they have to send a message over to kind of start that process. And so you have to have some patience. And, you know, when you're dealing with some of these things, it's difficult to have patience. You just want it taken care of and done with. And I guess, you know, that just isn't in the cards right now. So, you know, especially for us when it comes to financial matters, it's things that people don't have patience on. And so kind of reassuring them a little bit that it's in the process. It'll get taken care of. It's just a matter of, you know, until that person is back in the office or until they get back to full staff, it may not be under the same, you know, time frame that we're kind of accustomed to.
Good stuff. Always good information from you every week. I always enjoy listening and learning something myself every week, too. If somebody's listening, though, and they're thinking, oh, my, this is, you know, we're out here on in our farm family project, and we need some help. We really need some help. How do they reach you guys at Corporate Farmer?
You mean, obviously, just always give us a call, 800-472-6931. You know, I'd say a good idea would be to follow us on Facebook. We've tried to provide some updates and keep some of the information flowing that way. And then just, you know, here in the office, we have gone back to, you know, taking appointments and things like that. I mean, obviously, those are kind of on a limited basis, and we're trying to, you know, do things in a responsible way. But I know there's some people that have been waiting until, you know, they can get back to that kind of face-to-face type situation. And so for those people that have been waiting, I'd say, you know, from our vantage point, we feel like that we can do that in a safe and responsible way. And, you know, feel free to reach out to us or stop by if you want to talk about some of these things or need some help.
Chad, always great to talk to you at Corporate Farmer. Have a great week. Enjoy this warm weather this week.
I will. Thank you, Tim.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Chad Anson with us from Corporate Farmer on your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO.